right. Thank you, Bobby Rader. Our time check right now, 8:15. It is a Wednesday, and every week at this time, we welcome Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, Alec. How
morning,
are you?
Morning.
Rolling, indeed, along on this Wednesday morning. Glad to have you here and talking to us, and we're going to talk real estate
it's
big time.
Glad to be in the studio, and Carl, I miss you not being here. Even though you sound, you sound like you're here. You know, from the radio listener's point of view, it sounds exactly like you're here.
Well, that's what we strive for, is to try to make sure that that happens. So, but eventually I'll be back in the studio and looking forward to it, too. Miss seeing your smiling face as well.
Oh, thank you. Ditto. How's Peggy and Eric and Slinky good?
Everybody in the house is doing just fine in the apartment here. We're doing great. Thanks for asking. And just rolling along and seeing what our next adventure in life is going to be, Bill.
No, I know. Well, it's not going to be real estate for a while, I don't think. We're not going to see any substantial pluses or minuses in real estate, even though I'm reading a ton of people that are economists are predicting. They're answering questions like, again, what's happening with the real estate market? Are we going to have another crash? Blah, 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 blah. And there's some crazy stuff being written in response to those questions like that. And I totally don't think that that's going to happen. There's nothing indicated. All the powers to be that I listen to in the economic world are saying that, you know, we may see a correction of over the term, and that's meaning a 2-year term, of 5 to 7% in prices. But, you know, that just goes back to what we talked about a few weeks ago about, you know, how the prices are, the market's deflating or deaccelerating. So instead of going up, we're seeing stagnation a little bit, and maybe a little bit pull back down a percent or two in our area, as much as maybe 3% in some cases.
Oh, wow.
But nothing substantial, and I don't think that's going to continue. And if you look at the economic data that recently has come out, the inflation looks like it's still hanging in there. I mean, we only had about a tenth of a point correction from December to January's numbers, so it's still sitting at about 6.4%, which is pretty high in comparison to what most people are used to, it being at less than 1%.
But we heard Jessica Ettinger, for instance, on the business report there, saying that it seems like, you know, the pressure is lessening.
Lessening by 0.1% so far.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that's less, but, I mean, how much less is it? 6.5, 6.4? I mean, anything.
Okay.
6 seems high to me, you know? I mean, until we get that roped in, it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, off the air, Alec and I were just talking about how much groceries continue to cost. I mean, that's not changing. And I'm not talking about eggs. I'm talking about all groceries.
That's right.
And it's changed the dynamic, too, of the way people buy houses, too. I mean, you don't have as many buyers out there because a lot of people now can't afford to buy because the interest rates have gone up to a point where they've exceeded their ability to be able to qualify for the mortgage that they want. And that's the key for the mortgage that they want.
So they're just hunkering down until the figures change then, apparently, right?
They're hunkering down until they see a movement plus or minus in any direction. I mean, see, it's going to take us some time to get used to a 6.5 to 7% mortgage interest rate. Because we've had for so long, it's been 1, 2, 3%, and then it hung on the 3% ledge for a very long time up until last year, where we've seen, you know, substantial gains in that area. And gains is not a plus, it's a minus, because people have to pay more for their house today than they ever have been. In fact, I was reading an article the other day that said that people were paying 77% more on their mortgages versus a year ago, which is a substantial number. You know, when you think about it, that's like almost doubling.
No wonder people are hunkering down then.
Well, I don't blame them. I mean, I've started looking at what I'm spending money, and I'm trying to cut back too. And that's just a normal reaction to what I'm seeing everybody else do. I mean, do I have to do that? No, but am I responsible enough to think I should? Yes.
There you go.
Gas is $4 a gallon, you don't take road trips, you know, as much as you do when it's $2.50 a gallon.
Right.
So.
Very good point.
There's a lot happening in the economic world that a lot has to do with housing just being one sector of, you know, right now. I mean, just look at the market. It's looking for a place to land. I mean, plus or minus, it's just looking for a place to land. For any excuse to go anywhere or do anything, it's actually that volatile right now.
Wow.
So what do you feel that the prices have softened some in the cost of living world?
Not in my actual day-to-day living right now. I mean, I don't even have any exceptions. Everything's still pretty high. And so, like you were talking about, you know, when gas is $4 a gallon, you drive less or you don't take long trips, same sort of thing here. But when it involves food, then, of course, you've got a different thing to consider. But, go ahead.
What about you, Alec?
Well, here's what I look at, because I was just telling you off the air that I feel like about the time I get to where I can actually, like, not feel being poor, actually going to the grocery store, spending a couple of $100, getting a whole bunch of stuff,
and good stuff.
Yeah, and walking back to the car going, I'm not going to feel that. Now I go down the aisle and I start looking at stuff and I'm literally going, I don't need that. I'd like to have that, but I'm not paying that for that. And that's my problem with a lot of things now.
You know, a lot of stuff, it used to be like $2 or $2.50. Now in the grocery store, almost $5. And there's some things that I have a hard time, you know, stepping up to and paying that price. Even though I may or may not be able to afford it, I still think it's so high, it's almost ridiculously high.
Yeah, and that's the same way I feel about the whole real estate market, because as I've been telling you, I wanted to invest in property, you know, like in North Carolina, and I've learned a lot about taxes and how you can write stuff off. And I'm like, yeah, let me do that. I'll rent it to my son. He needs a good place. He's a good, you know, tenant and stuff like that. But I'm not going to pay more for a rental than I paid for my house here where I live. He's not going to live in a better house than me.
Well, maybe not, but let's look at it from a different set of lenses. Maybe it's not exactly a better house, but just because the price has gone up since you bought your house here.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that real estate investing is still a beautiful, beautiful product, and I think that you have to just do it cautiously. And keep in mind that the medium home price, I mean, the average home price, it has gone up almost doubled in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Almost doubled. So your house now that you're living in is worth a lot more today than it is the day you bought it. And I think that's what you should look at, the positive aspects of that growth, instead of thinking that, well, things are too high for me to invest in real estate. Well, they may be too high now, but they're not going to come back down. There's nothing that indicates they will. The last time the housing went down was because there was an economic situation. It was that housing was a part of the horrible financial stack that it was involved in, you know.
Yeah.
And that was back in 2008. But I don't see that happening, because housing hasn't driven our inflation, hasn't driven our market to where it is right now, and the cost of money. And that's, and of course, the cost of money is a byproduct of inflation anyway. So I think that my message to anybody, you or anybody, if you're going to invest in real estate, I think it's a great time to invest, because the best time to invest is the time that you make up your mind you're going to start.
Right.
You know, and then get in that picture and start developing a real estate portfolio that you can possibly have as a retirement benefit one day. And a lot of people have taken that mode too, and it's not a bad situation. Mostly, as much as we need rental homes in this area, we don't have enough rental homes for the people who want to rent a home in this area.
Yeah, but how do I deal with the jealousy I'm going to have when I go see my son? And
is it going to be a nicer house or just a more expensive house?
You know, I'm not going to put him in a crappy home, you know.
No, but you're not going to put him in the Taj Mahal either.
Yeah, but I think it's just going to be a more expensive home.
Exactly. So he's the one that's got to make those payments.
Yeah.
So think about it. I mean, if he's willing to make the payments, what do you care?
Well, you know, again, I'm thinking I got to get at least a 3-bedroom, because that way he can rent out one. He can live in one, and then when Kel and I go visit, we'll have a place to crash too.
That's true. Now, that's not a bad point.
Yeah.
But you can't talk him into moving into your house over there, huh?
Well, no. He's 2 hours away from that.
Gotcha.
So if that was the case, he would be living in that big time.
Yeah. So, you know, real estate investing still is a great format for building wealth on a long-term basis. But you have to look at real estate as a long-term investment, not the shorts. I mean, the short investment on real estate, you can make money, you can lose a lot of money. People lose a lot of money that way.
Yeah.
So you really have to look at real estate to hold and for a long period of time if you want to gain wealth that way. And it's a good stable way, because you can go out, touch it, feel it, and smell it, whereas in the market you can't.
Yeah.
You know,
great tips.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, great tips as always from Bill Hull, the real estate guy with Premier Homes and Properties, rolling on along on this Wednesday morning. Got to roll on out of here right now. How do folks get... in touch if they need to talk to you, Bill.
Sure, there's two ways. My office number is 530-7077, and my cell number, my direct number, is 423-946-7575. Again, 423-946-7575.
946-7575. I've had experience many times calling Bill.
Oh, yeah.
If he doesn't answer immediately, he will get back very quickly, and he does. So, Bill, take care. Thanks for everything here, and we'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait, girl.